Ryan Grant suffered a concussion. I hope to have him back tomorrow. He's gone through the procedure. Saw the doctor today. We'll see another one tomorrow. And I'm hopeful he'll go tomorrow night. Lumpkin had a hamstring that he suffered late in the game. So I don't really have a time frame on him yet. That's why he missed today.
Crabtree,
he has another doctor's appointment this afternoon. So we're talking about a potential cast and looking at some other options. So hopefully we'll get him back. His appointment today will give us more information.
What did Dietrich Smith do?
Dietrich Smith he sprained a muscle in his neck, so he has a neck sprain.
You know that Crabtree has at least a fracture in there?
It's not to be determined, and if he wants to share that with you, you know, we have him as it's a wrist sprain, is the way Pepper's describing it to me. I hope so. There was some testing done today, and I'll have more information. I think he's going to be one of the guys that's going to work tomorrow, and so we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
A bit of a breakthrough in first team offense, finally scoring in 2 minutes.
I don't look at it that way. I mean, 2 minute no huddle, very similar drills. I think, you know, Aaron does a very good job of that, but they definitely keep score. They must read the paper too, I guess. So it's probably good for the offense to get off the snide. So it's a good day for the offense.
Good.
I'm sorry?
In Quinn Porter.
Quinn Porter, I mean, he's, you know, he has a lot of ability. He's raw. He has a lot on his plate, so he needs to understand the importance of special teams, and the best opportunity and the vehicle to get on our football teams through special teams. And he has a lot of new things that he's being asked to do. So, but there's a lot of ability there. He has had some exciting runs, but he's a very raw football player at this point.
Mike, speaking of Porter, you got on him pretty good at one point today, but you got on a lot of guys today. Was that kind of by design that you wanted to be a little tougher on them today?
No, I don't design that. Practice, there's an accomplishment, a level of practice you try to have every day, and we don't reach that. It's my responsibility to get it out of them. This is a tough practice. Year in, year out, this is always a padded practice with, you know, 48 hours after a game or so. This is a tough practice on our football team, so it's important to get the quality work out of our team today, and I think we accomplished that. We'll look at the film, but we weren't as sharp as we needed to be when we started practice today.
Mike, after watching the film from the game, did you see the improvement in the special teams that you wanted to see?
It's one game, and it's preseason. No different on offense and defense. You're trying to accomplish a lot of things, and even more so on special teams. Going through each phase, I felt the punt protection was a plus. The changes that we made, they definitely showed up on film. I thought the punter's performance was good. Kickoff coverage was disjointed, but a lot of that, we played over 30-plus players on kickoff coverage. We've never done that here. We're trying to look as many different individuals as possible. We exhausted our whole depth chart in the kickoff phase, and I think it showed up in the production in the kickoff coverage and the kickoff return. That's not where we need to be. I'm confident with our kickoff coverage based on the people we've had here in the past and how we played in the past. Our timing and spacing and kickoff return needs to improve. We'll probably emphasize that more this week as we get ready. And, you know, punt return, you know, once again, we use a lot of people there. But the kickoff coverage, we'll start to settle in on more on certain players, but we do want to make sure we get everybody an opportunity and give them a chance, because special teams is where a lot of these jobs are going to be won.
Are you going to use fewer players each week now, or same numbers?
Ask me Friday. Yeah. You know, it's just, I mean, the medical report and how this week in practice goes, I mean, there's a lot of things that play into that.
Zombo had a couple snacks. I guess, what have you thought of him so far?
I think Zombo's done a lot of good things. He's getting better. He had two big sacks to finish the 2 minute on third and fourth down there. So I'm very pleased with the progress. He's improving. That's what you look for in young players.
Like in a game Saturday,
offensive line, I thought they graded out well. They came after us with a lot of pressure. So there's a number of things that happened at the line of scrimmage as far as the communication. I thought the quarterback handled it very well. I thought the checks were intact. But I thought the first offensive line played well. I would not say that about the second offensive line.
Matt Flynn looked at his options.
I thought Matt played tough. I mean, I think it was two, maybe it was with three. I mean, he took three good shots because of lack of pass protection. But I thought he played well with the opportunity he was given.
Like, are any of those young first-year receivers pushing for a spot at all?
They're improving. Dylan continues to jump out at me. That's the first one that comes to mind. But I think McGore, it's new for him. Cherry just arrived, so, they're not getting the work that that group has probably gotten in the past. I mean, that's a tough group to crack as far as, the four or five guys in front of them. But they're getting better. That's what you're looking for.
Did he make big strides during this offseason with quarterback school?
Yeah, I think Matt Flynn has continued to improve since he arrived here. I thought he made a big jump from year one to year two, and he definitely has total command of the offense, and that's what you expect of your quarterback. We feel very confident to play with him through all the different things that we do at the line, both run and pass. I thought he managed the game very well, and once again, I thought he was put in a couple tough spots, maybe a couple throws he wished he may have hit, but I thought he played well.
Like, you don't have Grant today, you may have by the game, and mm-hmm. Who knows about Lumpkin. You said a lot of good things about Jackson as a third down back. How comfortable are you if he had a carry the mail for you for a while? You feel like
Brandon Jackson, to me, is an every down back. I have no problem with that. His really last hurdle that he needed to overcome has been third down. He accomplished that last year, in my opinion. And you're seeing him even more on not only third downs, but in special teams. I mean, Brandon Jackson is a good special teams player, too. So he's a complete football player. And if we had to play, all three downs with him, I wouldn't even blink.
Mike, how long do you allow the left guard position for them to battle out? Is it going to be a couple of weeks yet?
Don't have a deadline, but that really just the progress that Brian makes and how Darren continues to go through camp will answer that question. I mean, I know everybody would like to have their start line by the third game, but, we'll just see how it goes.
Mike, Crabtree's been playing with that hand for a while. What have you seen from him in camp? He seems pretty relentless.
Tom's a tough, hard-nosed football player. He's probably our best run blocker. I think he's done a great job, making the transition that a lot of our players do from year one to two. I thought he did a great job in the offseason. I think it's definitely paying dividends here. Tough special teams player. We've moved him throughout the special teams core units, working both sides on the punt. He'd play on all four units if we had to play a game today. I mean, he has that kind of ability. I think he's a very versatile football player.
Does this hurt his bid to try and get a spot on the 50?
Availability and accountability. I think that's for everybody. I mean, when you don't practice because of your injury, I mean, it's unfortunate. Injuries are part of the game, but I think it's very obvious when you're not out there fighting for a job, it doesn't help your chances.
Is Starks making any progress with the hamstring?
I hope so. He's kind of at a standstill, but it'd be nice to see him out there.
That'll do it.
Thank you.